I always get into trouble, and you always tell me off whenever I say how many sleeps until Christmas. So look, let's make a solemn vow that in this next moment here on 6PR, we are talking about spending money for Christmas, okay? And we make a solemn vow, Alice, who is laughing in the background, she makes a solemn vow as well to not mention how many sleeps until Christmas. But of course, now that I've mentioned it, I'm trying to work it out myself. More importantly, let's digress. How much money will you spend over Christmas? How much money are you prepared to put into the credit card over Christmas? Buy now, pay later, lay-by scenario, all different ways of sort of getting you into a financial pickle. Alice Rue is an insolvency expert and joins us online and also giggling at the amount of time that we're getting close to Christmas, aren't we, Alice?
It's all too close, Todd. It gets around this time very quickly every year.
Yeah, I know. But have you done all your Christmas shopping?
I'm just finishing it off, but I think I've done a fair chunk, I must admit.
Right, okay. So that puts you in front. So we're talking to a fair maiden who is ahead of the game and has done quite a lot of Christmas shopping. Have you done your Christmas shopping now with money that you didn't have, for example, credit card, with like buy now, pay later philosophy? Because a lot of people can get into a real bind, can't they?
They really can. And it's about sort of thinking that they need to spend the money that they don't actually have.
Okay. So how do we fix that?
Yeah, it's about looking at the buy now, pay later providers have really done a great job in sort of marketing their wares. They seem to have almost replaced the old-fashioned lay-by that we used to, you know, have and pay off over time so that we were sort of budgeting ahead of time and to get our goods at the end of the day, as opposed to getting the goods first and then being left to pay off the debt. As I understand it, there was about $16 billion spent on buy now, pay later in the financial year of 2021. Wow. And there's currently about 7 million buy now, pay later accounts operating in Australia. So that's a huge amount of people that are operating buy now, pay later accounts.
So when I was a young fella, it was all about lay-by, or can I even say, like, if you want something, save up for it. So you did. And I mean, it was the old cash. I mean, cash was king when I was a kid. These days it's a bit different. You can buy something with the credit card that's attached to your phone. Is that non-visual experience of money, is that where we get into trouble? Because we just think, oh, just whack it on the card, and all of a sudden you get the bill and you go, I can't eat for a month.
Look, I think it is, and I think it starts really early on in the piece. Like, I know that my kids, they think that I just have a watch that has all the money in the world because we go shopping and I pay for things on the watch. And even though I give them cash as part of their pocket money, when we go out to spend it, generally I'll take the cash back and still pay for it on the watch so that, you know, we can understand if it's a online purchase or whatever. So I think there's this real lack of understanding now about physical cash. And there's a lot of places that won't even take it anymore, Todd.
So, Alice, how old are your kids, if you don't mind me asking?
6 and 7.
Okay, so their generation may not actually have cash as the main currency ongoing. It's all, I mean, you know, I can remember a news story a couple of years ago, which was all about no cash in our society, a cashless society. We're almost there now in certain sections, aren't we?
Oh, without a doubt. And I do think that sort of, you know, the lack of physical cash, here's $2 to go and buy some lollies or what have it, you lack the value of money. I think you lack the understanding of, you know, what you need to do to get a certain amount of money and then what that will buy. And that sort of, I think the instant gratification that we're getting with the buy now, pay later, and to a lesser extent, sort of the credit card system, I think the difference there is that with credit cards, that is covered by the sort of consumer, the credit act, the National Credit Act, whereas the buy now, pay later, it's largely unregulated.
Wow.
But they've got a code, but the buy now, pay later providers don't necessarily have to opt in to that code. And so they're not under any obligation to assess, you know, people's capacity to repay. And it can start this spiral where people may, in very good instances, you know, use a buy now, pay later to maybe purchase an appliance that they do want to sort of spread the payments over a couple of months. But once they're in the system, we're seeing that time after time, they're then starting to use that money for maybe more consumable goods. And we've found now that there are people who actually can buy gift cards, for example, for the supermarkets or for petrol stations, and they're doing that without having the money to actually pay for it. And that's where it gets really scary.
Okay, so let me just get this. I'm putting this into a bit of a nutshell because I'm trying to work out if buy now, pay later versus credit card. Now, what you've just said, credit card is the better option in your with what you've just said, because buy now, pay later is not as regulated as the credit card industry. In a nutshell, that's correct, yeah?
That is correct. So when you apply for a credit card, you would normally have to give, you know, where you work, how much you need to spend. And there's a lot of people who do get turned away. And aren't given the credit card because they don't have that capacity to pay.
Sure.
And that's not taken up with the many of the buy now, pay later providers.
See, the paperwork to get a credit card is enormous, but obviously with buy now, pay later, it's not as much, but it comes at a cost. And I guess, you know, let me wander back in my brain cell again. The lay-by, which was the store would keep the product and you'd go in and pay a little bit until you got to a certain point where they would give you the product. Now it's a different kettle of fish. Buy now, pay later, you get the product straight away, but you potentially could pay for it down the same as credit card, but if it's less regulated with buy now, pay later, I just see a red flag.
Yeah, there's a massive red flag, and I think that the current government is looking at trying to regulate it a little bit more. It's always as though we have these disruptors to the market that aren't regulated. And then it's only when people start getting into trouble. I mean, let's look at payday lending, for example, and how prolific that was until it started getting under regulation.
Sure.
And now we've got these buy now, pay later as well. And absolutely. I mean, the thought process is you spread the payment over, let's say, 2 months, four payments once a fortnight, and that evens out, you know, the cost, which you get, you know, that could be quite an appropriate thing to do if, you know, you have a responsible purpose. You need to buy a washing machine, this is for instance, or something like that.
Sure.
But that, yeah, when we sort of it I guess drags out and people miss payments.
Yeah. We are talking to Alice Rue, who's an insolvency expert. With regards to buy now, pay later, is there a cap limit on that as well? Because if you have a credit card, you have a limit. You can't go over the limit. So you sort of can adjust your limit accordingly. With buy now, pay later, is there a similar limit structure?
I'm not aware of the limits that they are. I think people do make applications for a certain amount depending on what that initial purchase might be.
Right.
My understanding is if you actually do keep up your payments over time and you are a good buy now, pay later customer, you might actually find that your limit is increased without you being aware of that. And that in itself is also quite a scary prospect.
Yeah, see, I'm very much aware that I've suffered from this. I've suffered from getting that credit card surprise come January. Mm-hmm. In December, the Christmas spirit is in the household and come on, bit of extra effort. Come on, let's go hard and spread the gift of love. And then all of a sudden come Australia Day, you think to yourself, wow, I can't even buy a pair of thongs because the credit card arrives, the bill arrives, and all of a sudden it's game on. I've not experienced personally buy now, pay later, but I think many have.
I was just going to say, the other thing that comes with Australia Day, Todd, is back to school. And this is the thing that...
Yes!
Getting people who are exactly as you say, let's get in the Christmas spirit, let's, you know, splurge a little bit because it's the festive season. And, you know, for a lot of us, we may or may not have sort of had the ability to do that over the last couple of years. But you get that, you get landed with the bill at a really vulnerable time when you've got back to school. For a lot of people, and, you know, uniforms and books and these sorts of things cost a lot of money too, so it really does snowball at that period.
Wow. Alice Rue, you've given us all something to ponder, something to think about, and I know that, Christmas shopping is going hard in the Johnston household at the moment, but I'm going to be a bit more aware of thinking about Australia Day and that first bill that does arrive. Will I cut back? Probably not. It just means 1st of January, I'll have to sort of tighten the belt a little bit. Alice Rue, thank you so much for joining us tonight on 882 6PR. Great to have Alice with us, joining us and talking about the dollars and cents issue. Now, if you've got your credit card, beauty bottler, but you are aware of the traps, the buy now, pay later scenario is a different, and they're not as regulated too, which is really interesting. Different kettle of fish. And of course, remember the old lay-by. Or once upon a time, you were told to save up. And when you saved up, you could get the product that you were hanging out for or something that you wanted to buy for someone. But we all want that instant arrival of the product at the front doorstep to sort of go, we feel pretty good. Give me your thoughts, 133 882. Thanks to Alice. We'll take a break on 6PR.